In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of our brother Steve Vigil. Just want to remind you that tomorrow happens to be the 8th of September. And what do we do on the 8th of September? We all go down to the city of Vaughan, New Mexico, for their parish feast day. It's the feast of the birth of Mary, her birthday, Mama Mary's birthday. And that's the parish feast day of St. Mary's in Vaughan. So if you want to go down there and say hi to Father Timothy, I'm sure he won't drive you away. Celebrate our mother's birthday tomorrow. I'll tell you, tomorrow I'm going to have dinner with a young family, and we're going to have Blue Marian cupcakes and all sorts of other things. The kids are very excited to have me over and to pray the rosary and do all sorts of other Marian things that we're going to do together. We're going to do it big for our Mother Mary on that day. And so you should do that too in whatever way possible you can. Now, with today, there's something about our gospel and our readings that is very simple. Very simple in what we have here. And that's what I want to impress upon you is the simplicity of the message of the gospel. What does it say here? You should get a kick out of it, particularly for you men here in the room, where it says right here, it says, those of you who have wives, you should live as though not having them. So what does that mean? You can interpret it in a way that you want, in a humorous way, but really what it means is saying, is reminding you and I that we don't get to keep our wives forever. That marriage is only for this life. And so what's the simplicity of the gospel? The simplicity of the gospel is no matter what's going on in your life, the whole purpose of everything it is that you do is only to cling to Christ. That's it. Go through the whole of your life, go through the whole of the Bible, go through the whole of the catechism. What you're going to find there is the most important truth is that all you and I have to do to make it through this life is cling to the person of Jesus Christ. To do what? Obey His commandments. To follow His precepts. To listen to His word and act upon it. It's just that simple. You and I don't have to go throughout the whole world getting some sort of advanced degrees. We don't have to spend our whole lives studying philosophy and theology. You and I don't have to give ourselves to becoming great physicists like Albert Einstein and really figure out why it is that E does equal MC squared. We don't have to do those things. You don't have to go to school in any other way other than to go to the school of Mary, which is nothing other than to say the school of the church. Stay within the bosom close to Our Lady's breast, and she'll teach you everything that is necessary to know about Christ. We find it hard because so often what we want to do is we want to complicate things. We want to add contingencies to whatever is going on. We want to say, well, that's what it says here, but what about in this particular situation that I'm going through in my life? Do I still have to do it? Or, okay, it says right here that there should be a time for fasting, but I don't really like fasting, so can I just take on some other penance instead? Can I substitute that, even though that's what our Lord Jesus says, that when He's taken from us, that what I got to do is I got to fast? We try to complicate things. We try to make things really difficult. We try to throw out all sorts of contingencies to confuse the gospel, but the gospel is incredibly simple. What do we have within the scriptures? It's as simple as this. There's a great gift in being single. There's a great gift in being single. And I've talked with many people trying to discern their vocations, and they try to make it so hard and complicated and say, well, this is my life story, and this is what's going on, and this is what I'm experiencing right now, where all you have to do is ask the question, well, has God given me the grace of living out chastity? He's already given you that grace. Oh, what does it say? It says, that's a gift from God. So you live it out. It really is that simple. Okay, but you say, Father, but I don't have that gift. Well, then you ask another question. You say, well, do you want it? Like, is there a desire when you search your soul in prayer, is there a desire to live out a chaste life, a continent life, a life that is this life of virginity that 1 Corinthians chapter 7 speaks about? And if you find in there that there is that desire there, and it really is there, okay, there's a sign. Do it. Do it, because that sign is a gift from God, and everybody who asks particularly for that gift, God always will grant it, so long as it is persistently asked for. Now, if somebody ceases to ask for it because it wasn't a gift that was naturally given to them by God, meaning that it's going to be a little bit of a struggle for them along the way, well, then if they stop desiring it, then what's going to happen? They're easily going to fall away from it. So you just keep desiring it, and God will grant it. God will grant it, because He began that desire in you to begin with. And so that's the way forward. Same thing with the gospel right here. What does it say there? It says it's just as simple as this. You who are living poor lives now, not just financially, but poor lives in spirit, well, guess what? Everything that belongs to God, who is your Father, is yours. He's saying that if you're hungry now as you go through it searching for God, hungering for Him, guess what? You're going to be filled up. If you right now are weeping because you recognize how difficult life is and how horrible sin is and you want nothing to do with it and you see how destructive it is within the world, guess what? You stay within that weeping. Eventually, you're going to see the joy that can only be found in God. You're going to laugh for joy for all eternity. It says, blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, don't invite you to things that are going on, even use your name as a curse word and as an insult just because you follow God. Well, guess what? They treat it our Lord that way. So rejoice and be glad, because your reward is not in this present life. And then he unsays all those things in the opposite. I wonder why we don't use this as the copy of our Beatitudes. Probably because it shows the negative side of things right there. We don't like to dwell on that, but it's all the more true. It says, well, guess what? Woe to you who are rich right now, because you think you have everything and it is that you are. Well, the feeling that you're getting there is going to be your only consolation, because you're not full unless you're full of Jesus Christ in the fullness. That's the only fullness that matters. He says, woe to you who have your bellies filled right now, that you feel like you're satisfied in everything. Well, because guess what? You're going to be hungry in the next life, because you're not hungering for God and you're not growing in that relationship, so you're not going to be filled in the next life. He says, woe to you that laugh now and think that you're enjoying everything and as good as it could possibly be right now, but not weeping over your sins. You're going to weep later on, because you should have been weeping in this life. And he says a very strong thing that should give you and me in this room a lot of courage. He says, woe to you when everybody and their mother speaks well of you. Everybody and their mother says how great you are. Because guess what? They treated the false prophets in the times before in the exact same way, because they were saying things that everybody wanted to hear, because they never challenged anybody in any way. And because they didn't challenge anybody, everybody says, we love you and we want to have more time with you. But it's not true. So ultimately, it doesn't prove out. So what our Lord is saying is, stay with the simplicity. Stay with me. Trust in me that I am going to take care of you. Do all the right things now, and don't worry about a reward in this present moment, because guess what? I have everything in store for you. Just put your trust in me. Be simple. Be simple. Don't go after things which are huge and great, but the more simple you keep your faith, the more simple you focus on the real things of the gospel, the easy to obtain things, and not going after things that they're trying to complicate everything. Guess what? The more simple that you remain, the reality is that the more you're going to be able to actually attain to those things which are lying beyond. Stay simple. Stay small. Stay innocent. And what you'll find, that no matter how long your life is or how short it is, you will always be known for one who did the will of God. This past weekend, Fabian would want me to tell you that they canonized one who was only pope for a single month. Well, he must have lived a really good life to be able to have 1 month of that work, to be able to be canonized in such a way. Well, if it can work for somebody who was pope only for a month, well, how can it be for somebody like you and me who are spending a long time just trying to be small and just trying to be holy and just trying to be simple? Simplicity is the thing which leads to holiness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.